Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
About. So easy. So you gotta put it in perspective.
Club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she Tuesday. Club going up.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G. Ah!
A Parisian restaurant for the undressed is certainly in for a nude awakening.
No!
And this restaurant might be one of the few places you can celebrate your birthday in your birthday suit.
No!
Oh, no! Oh, you're naughty! And I see what you've done. It's what we call in this business clever wordplay.
There's a car for everyone here at World Car. I see Bobon has found the roomy 8-passenger Nissan Armada.
This sound system is awesome.
Okay, Bobon.
What?
And now.
Like, I've forgotten how to talk not clear because I'm so programmed. To talk clear, to sound so proper.
Our feature presentation.
Same. Am I right?
That's your spirit animal right there, kind of.
Right? Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It's Tuesday morning, the 15th of January.
You sure about that date?
Yes.
Okay.
Is it wrong?
No, it's completely right. I never went back and listened to the tape. We got a bunch of people yesterday saying
that you said it was Friday yesterday?
When we started the show.
No, that was in their heads. Oh, was it really?
Yeah. You want to put a dollar on it?
No, God, no.
Positive thinking.
I'm straight lying. Thank you, Jensen.
Yeah.
Hey, Allie.
Hey, Bean.
Welcome back.
Well, thank you.
We missed you.
Did ya?
We did.
Oh.
We really did.
Wow.
You weren't expecting that.
Not from Bean.
You should have heard that guy doing the What's Happening.
Hey, I'm right here.
Rough. Oh, hey, Jensen. How are you, man?
Hi.
I spent much of yesterday texting with Jensen. I've determined that I'm going to come up with his baby's name.
He had a couple genuine swings.
Why is that what you've decided you're going to do?
Because it would be so awesome to be able to say for the rest of my life, oh, Jensen and Danielle's kid, yeah, I gave him that name.
And everybody's going to go, and? I don't think it's going to be the payoff you're hoping for.
I'm not going to have kids. Okay?
Right.
So it'd be nice to be able to name one.
Okay,
you get it.
All right. He did give me two names that were kind of Manning brothers. I don't want to spoil them because they made the list. They're on the list
But aren't all that aren't horrible on the list?
We didn't put the name horrible on the list, no. I would have liked it.
It's okay if we spoil it because we got a long way to go before you actually need to choose.
Yeah.
So it's a wide pool right now.
It's a very wide pool.
Right. You want to tell him you want me to, Jensen?
No, you can. I have them here, but go ahead.
Okay. Well, first I wrote to him and I said I knew he wouldn't use. I assumed he wouldn't use this, even though it's the best name in the world, and it's Linus because you know I love the name Linus.
Actually, I like that name.
I think it's a great name.
Yeah.
And the only Linuses that I've ever heard of, besides obviously the Peanuts character, who's
a great role model for any young boy, by the way, is the Linus who invented the open source browsing.
Oh yeah, the Linus
Svorvik or whatever
Linus
his name
system
was.
Or whatever, right. Yeah.
And Linus Pauling, who won a couple of Nobel Prizes, if you recall.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's an actor named Linus something or other, who's very handsome and very respected. So there aren't a lot of Linuses. Yeah. My point is, it's a great name that everybody knows, everybody can spell, but there's no negative association with it because there's no Linus Hitler. You know what I'm saying?
What about Kevin's assistant?
Well, Kevin did fire him. That's true.
Yeah. Is that negative?
I mean,
I don't think
it seems negative. By the way, Bean just said there's no Linus Hitler.
Right. Heard it.
For the record.
Which also was his second suggestion to me. Linus Hitler Carp.
So I think Linus is just one of those great old-fashioned names
that
you don't meet a lot of people anymore, but it's a great name.
Thank you.
Very
next.
Nice.
Okay. So then I said, and I'll tell you another name that I'm in love with, and it's Archie. I think Archie is a fantastic name, and as I told Jensen yesterday, I was delighted when Jimmy Kimmel's cousin Sal named his son Archie a few years ago. And I just think that's an easy name to spell. Everybody knows it. You never meet an Archie.
Are we just going cartoons? Because I'm going to go Garfield.
I will definitely name my baby Garfield.
Excellent.
Hates Mondays, loves lasagna.
Now, what do you...
For Cartman. That's mine. Eric.
Kevin Allen, what do you guys think about Archie? By the way, that's why Jensen said there was some a Manning vibe to some of the names.
Yeah.
What do you mean by the name Archie?
It's not used often.
Mm-hmm.
Not a big fan.
No?
Really, how come?
I don't know.
Easy to say, easy to spell.
Really, I know that.
Recognizable.
That's
no
not all
Archie.
That...
No Archie Hitler.
Right. I mean, what you're saying is correct.
Right.
Okay.
It's going to be correct with everyone, but Adolf is
correct,
what
Adolf.
He's doing.
I don't think I'm going to name my baby Adolf.
Allie, what are your thoughts on Archie?
No. I mean, just why don't you just give your lunch money away as you get to school? No.
What do you think Archie is? What does that name going to mean to a 5-year-old when little Archie is in school?
Well,
what
not,
that
a, name not a 5-year-old.
What's going to mean to a 13-year-old?
Well, 13-year-old's going to know Riverdale, maybe. No, not 13 years, no.
Yeah, Riverdale. I mean, that name will have no association whatsoever. There'll be no reason to beat up little Archie.
Well,
okay,
there'll be a lot of reasons. Sure, they don't involve his name.
And then the other one.
Man, you've given this a lot of thought.
I have, but it was my goal yesterday.
Yeah, he did take it.
These are all great dog names.
They're great
people. Archie's a great dog name. Right, I'm with you.
Okay. Then I tried to pitch him,
Rover.
Kevin. Kevin, you always say, this is how Kevin votes, is for comedy,
for
right?
comedy, right.
Okay. This is the greatest opportunity for comedy ever. And I pitched, Jensen will back me up, I'm not making this up.
Yeah.
Donald John Carp. Because how awesome would that be?
To reclaim the name?
To reclaim the name, right. And the looks on everybody's face that you know, that knows anything about you, when you tell them that your kid is named Donald John Carp, you would never stop laughing on the inside about how that would twist people inside.
No negative connotations to that one.
Well, that one does have it.
That one does have it. Okay.
But that's why it's awesome.
I don't think, based on what you've told us here today so far, mm-hmm. you're going to be the one that names the baby.
We have a long way to go, man.
I know.
We have a long way.
A short Seriously. Time to get there.
Make the name Donald J. great again.
Donald J. Carp, I'm telling you. He could be the one to turn it around. You know, in 100 years, the only Donald J. people will know is your son. Because he'll be a rapper or something, I guess.
In 100 years.
I'm assuming.
When he's 100, he's going to be rapping.
All right, I got one more.
All right.
And then I know we have to get on. And I thought about this one last night. And again, I think this is a great name. I only know of two people who have this name, both of which are good people. And the name is Major.
Major?
Major.
These are dogs.
Yes.
Not
every
single
one.
They're all dogs.
Every single one.
Well, why don't you tell that to the CBS White House correspondent, Major Garrett.
Which every 13-year-old is going to really give him a hard time for.
Come here, boy. Come here. Come here. Tell me the news.
Come here, Archie. Come here, Rover. Sounds perfect.
Yeah.
Come here, Major.
You're right. He's naming dogs.
Yeah.
Why is that a dog's name? Kevin, you watch, what's our vampire show that we love, or zombie show, whatever it is. What's that one
Walking
called?
Walking Dead? No.
No. The other one.
The other one.
Yeah. The one
True
with...
Blood?
No, the other one. The one that's on the CW, the one that's with the girl.
iZombie?
Oh, iZombie, yeah. Yes, her boyfriend is named Major on that show.
Okay.
Great name. He's a person, not a dog. Great name.
Yeah.
Easy to pronounce.
Right.
Easy to spell.
Right.
Yeah. You guys don't get it.
Is a person not a dog is a good way of explaining a name for my baby. It's a person, not a dog. You got to pick it.
You guys don't get it, man.
That just leaves it open. Like, oh, you're such a major dick, major a-hole, major, like you're a major a lot of things.
You don't remember because of your head-on collision anything before you were 15
mm-hmm.
and probably most of your teens. Kids can find something to make fun of about everybody, and you're not helping, is all I'm saying. You don't want to name a major.
I don't know. You have a very narrow view, by the way.
he's a major carp.
I don't know how anyone can make fun of Linus. I don't know how anyone can make fun of Archie. Donald J., okay, maybe you got me there, but I'm just saying. Jensen, I just want you to know I'm working hard on behalf of you and the American people, so I'm gonna keep at it.
Much appreciated.
The American people, wow, yeah. Okay.
No, everyone's depending on this name. Right. To be not a dog, but a person.
Right. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Ooh, mama. Ooh, 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 mama.
Same. Bean makes his guess on the show today.
I do. I actually do that.
There is a new... I can only explain it as Catch Me Outside to Allie, a new girl on the Dr. Phil show that I'm going to introduce you to, and I think you're going to love her.
I can't wait.
She's incredible.
I think you're going to love her.
Huh.
Yeah. She's, I guess we'll wait until we get there, but she's pretty well-adjusted, well-behaved.
Right.
Oh, good.
She's okay. A solid citizen.
She's a real Linus.
Uh-huh.
See, it's growing on you.
I don't know if you saw the car chase yesterday, but it's just driving me crazy.
I'm furious.
On TV.
I'm so mad.
Yeah.
I'm furious.
Right.
Because you guys are going to be with me.
Because of the best thing to watch on TV?
You guys are going to be with me when we break down the car chase yesterday and the way it ended.
Well, you don't know that while you're watching it, though. That's the thing. You don't know that.
Stand by.
All right. Ghosting. You did it to a job or in a relationship. Either way. Petros Papadakis talking Lakers and Clippers. We're going to talk about the teacher's strike. And we've got your tickets to Coachella as well and a chance for you to qualify to the Reading Festival to see the 1975. That's coming up this morning. We'll take a break. We'll come back with what's happening next.
It's Kevin and Bean on K-Rock.
Allie is here. Time for our first look at what's happening on a Friday or a Tuesday or whatever the hell day it is.
It's definitely a Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Yeah,
okay,
Tuesday.
Got it.
Guys, I'm just going to name some names. You let me know when you think you understand what I'm saying.
Okay.
Celine Dion, Blink 182.
Vegas residencies.
Oh.
Oh, Kevin.
If I could have said that second word, I would have really nailed it.
I mean, it didn't flow, but you are correct. We know what you're saying. Yeah, okay. Celine Dion, Britney Spears, Gwen Stefani, Blink 182, J-Lo, Backstreet Boys, Aerosmith, Mariah Carey, Lady Gaga, Lady Antebellum. These are just some of the Vegas residencies. Are we now adding another one to the list? And is his name Drizzy?
Yeah!
You should.
So Drake might be the latest star heading to Las Vegas for a very lucrative residency. Now, let me show you how they connected these dots. Amazing detective work.
All right.
Because he said to a crowd at Wynn's Club XS, Vegas, when I come back, I thought it would be at T-Mobile Arena, but I'll be back here at XS all year. You'll have a lot of chances to see me. Okay. Yeah. Huh. See, that seems like he's basically telling you.
So did an investigative reporter do this?
They went further, Jensen.
Okay.
They went further into what they're calling a cryptic Instagram post. Alongside a photo of himself performing on stage at XS, Drake captioned the snapshot, new home. Is that cryptic?
what can it mean, though?
Maybe he lives in the XS Club.
Does
that
he
is cryptic.
Live there? It's
possible.
Yeah.
I'm trying to put the pieces together, but I can't figure out what it all means.
No, it's hard.
No, it's definitely
hard. You need a wall, you need strings, you need all of that.
Yeah.
They're acting like they just solved the biggest case.
We did it,
ever.
You guys. We figured it out.
My God.
Couldn't Drake, of all people, play there every night for the next 5 years and sell out every show and make as much money as he wanted?
I would think so.
Most likely,
no traveling. I mean, it's got to be appealing.
If Boys to Men can do it,
yeah,
pretty sure Drake can.
Boys to Men was
I mean, he's got to be among the top five stars in the world right now.
In music, at least.
Yeah, in music.
Yeah. I think so.
I wonder how often he'll be there. And it's such, such a small place that's going to be the ticket for quite some time.
I just wonder if he's going to do this one.
Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here.
I mean, that flow.
Oh, he sounds good.
Never better.
Yeah, absolutely. So NBC's getting in the game. They're launching their own streaming service.
Yes.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Very soon we're going to have 100 streaming services.
Exactly.
We're not going to be able to afford it.
Oh, hello. It's going to be free for cable customers and cost $12 a month for others. Is it going to get to the point where things are sold just as a bundle? So yes. You can get Netflix, CBS, all of that. And how much cheaper than cable will it really be?
No, I don't think it won't be cheaper.
I don't think it'll be cheaper either.
No, it's going to be $10 a bundle, basically. That's what it seems like based on market.
Right.
So if you have six of them, you're basically at your cable.
That's like $800.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
You're bad at that. But if you did, if you had six, you're basically at your cable and you'll only have six channels, technically.
Right. But on those channels will be a bunch of them, though.
Well,
right?
Yeah, but it's not like Netflix. Netflix would have hundreds of items, right? But then CBS All Access is probably a good thing to compare the NBC one to. And right. CBS All Access only has like a handful of programs and all the CBS stuff.
But it's also different because this one, cable customers get for free. We don't get CBS Access. All Access.
But
for
NBC
free.
They will probably start making programs just for the streaming service.
Yeah, I could see that.
That's going to be a lot.
Just for the streaming service only.
Yeah, like Star Trek is for CBS or what the Twilight Zone will be.
It's too much.
It's too much.
Oh, it's definitely too much TV.
Too much.
Yeah.
I don't know if we need it.
Not only do we have to make time for the TV shows, but now we're going to have to pay for them as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that doesn't seem good.
And you'll be like, oh, I'm a fan of NBC. Like, I watch the NBC stuff. Like,
right.
You're not going to be able to just, like, sort of jump around and check out other things.
And then if they're smart, DVRs will get in on this. And you can only tape shows on certain streamers.
Oh, gosh.
You're a real opportunist over here.
I really am.
Dave weighs in that his understanding of this NBC deal is that it's really the universal umbrella of channels, including NBC, but would also include Bravo and USA and E.
Which would be big.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is fine, but that might only be one channel that you want to watch out of
that's
those.
Right.
Yeah,
right. That's right.
So again, you might have five or six different streams.
Also, if you're paying for the Real Housewives reunion, check out your life.
King of Mexico is.
Yeah, you're talking to Dave right there.
Ugh.
I don't know if he likes the Housewives as much as those Vanderclumps.
Vanderclumps?
By the way, not a bad SNL sketch.
Right?
Vanderclumps?
Right?
Yeah, not bad.
But it's going to have to be... What?
I'm just rad.
Are you? All right. He does love them.
He really does. Like, much.
Yeah, like to the point where he brings his dog in to get washed by them. What?
Groomed, I think is what you're looking for.
And they have a restaurant and... Ugh.
Oh, he's been to
He's
all
been
of
to
them.
It all.
Yeah.
It's just, not
it's a sickness.
Show.
Yeah. He made me go to this NBC party, and I was so excited because I'm like, oh my God, Will and Grace, and they're all going to be there. This is us. No, it was the Bravo offshoot party.
I'm just rad.
Dave, he swindled me into going.
You were all excited. You got there and like, what? Come on.
Pretty fun though. I'm not gonna lie.
But I would watch a show of sort of like white trashy Beverly Hills people, but they're all in fat suits like the Clumps.
Vanderclumps. I think
That's
I came
idea.
Up with something amazing.
I like it.
Let's get on that, you guys. Who's with me?
I don't know how to get on it, but okay.
I think you know how to get on it.
All right.
No? Are you sure? What's happening, you guys? I'm sure you talked about Chris Pratt's engagement yesterday to Katherine Schwarzenegger.
We did.
Did you come up with any conclusions as to why so soon?
Well, we did assume that they're both very religious.
Right.
And this is probably the way that they can consummate their relationship.
They can bone, right?
Mm-hmm.
No more soaking.
No.
Put it in the front part.
Shh, shh.
No?
Not so much of that.
Oh. Okay. Well, Anna Faris has responded. She responded
I'm glad
to
you're
the
back, Allie.
Instagram post. And she wrote, I'm so happy for you both. Congratulations. And then I think she should have put, also stop bringing me up. Like, people should feel sorry for me. That's so weird that everyone was like, oh, poor Anna Faris. She was dating immediately after their separation. She'll be fine.
Yeah.
She's good, and I love that she's good. And would post that. I love that she would post that.
They're doing it right, you guys. Just saying. And a lot of people were saying yesterday that his dad bod is back because there's a shot of him in just his swimming trunks at the beach. And he had a slight paunch. It's just he's not like super ripped Chris Pratt that we've become accustomed to. If that's dad bod, I don't know what dad bod is anymore because it's not dad bod.
Let the guy take a day off the gym in between Guardians movies.
Yeah, the man's in love.
Saying If that's dad bod, dad bod's looking just fine.
Yeah, that's not dad bod.
It's not dad bod.
I must have a great grandpa bod then. If that's dad bod.
I have distant estranged uncle bod.
I hate it, but love it. You guys, some birthdays for you. DJ Skrillex. Pitbull, who's your favorite.
Oh my
right?
God, there's no one more annoying.
Mr. 305.
Kevin loves him.
He's
the worst.
Kevin loves him.
My God, I don't know that there's anyone worse in popular music.
What if DJ Khaled and Pitbull did a tour together?
Oh, they're
and
it pals. Was just, those guys are pals.
Just that's him a great question. Yelling his name the whole time that's and then a great him question. Yelling worldwide. Who would you want put down first?
Is Take My Own Life an option?
Yes.
That's what I would say. Okay.
Night, night, Kevin. Mm-hmm. And one of our all-time favorites here on the show. When she came in here, she brought so much joy, and we love her so much. From Southland, from Boys in the Hood, from Jerry Maguire, from Ray, American Crime, It Feels She Could Talk, happy birthday, Regina King. It's a smattering. That is an absolute smattering.
I'll do better next time.
Thank you. That's what's happening.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show, K-Rock.
Did you guys see the car chase yesterday?
I didn't.
So good.
I want you in a grave.
I really
so
do.
Good.
You can't stop with the...
It's so good.
It's not so good. Guys, I know that I'm in the minority on this, but yesterday of all days, people tune into the news. There was a tremendous rainstorm going on yesterday that created havoc. There were mudslides. There were evacuations. It was taking an hour and a half to go what would normally be a 15-minute drive.
Right.
And there was the teacher strike, which affects hundreds of thousands of people. Okay? Those two stories were both going on at the same time. Do you know how much of those stories you heard about if you tuned into any of the 11 o'clock news yesterday in Southern California?
I don't know.
None.
Did Stu Mundell talk about it?
None.
If not, none.
People who went to the news for the news did not get the news.
I know, but this is your overall general argument, in which I would say the news normally is the same news that you can get the next half hour, go to CNN, go to Fox News. You can see that news everywhere. It's all the same. It's all repeats.
In Los Angeles, though, when you have two major stories
this one is a perfect example for you, but it's not normal at all.
Let's listen to this coverage. This is it turned out to be a woman, by the way, although among the 45 minutes of misinformation that was given during the car chase, which, by the way, all of which would have been corrected if they had just done the story after the car chase was over instead of winging it. She ended up being a woman who ended up being taken into custody in South Los Angeles after it was an hour-long car chase. I saw 45 minutes of it because they picked it up, I guess, after the soap opera or something like that. But here's close to the last 2 minutes, and we'll go through some of it, and I'll show you why y'all are wrong.
Continuing southbound, he's parallel western on the east side of it. You saw him make that left turn. I don't know what street that was. That was 90-something, but now east. Okay, has he stopped? Okay, let me get ahead.
That might have been a garage that he pulled into.
And by the way, they have the anchors who are ad-libbing during this, and they only know what we can see.
Right.
So they're either doubling our coverage by telling us something that we can see with our own eyes, or they are completely speculating about things of which they have no knowledge.
I mean, a lot of times they are just guessing, but they can figure out where they are. And with the helicopter, they can a lot of times give us more information than we have.
And tell me how...
I need a full-time 24-hour car chase
tell
channel.
Tell me how it helps you, Kevin, to know which intersection the car chase driver is
just,
at.
It's all part of the puzzle, Bean. It's all part of the puzzle.
Plus,
the beautiful puzzle.
If he wants to run out there and dance and get on television, he knows they're coming up to a street.
Exactly. Thank you, Alex.
Hang on a second here. Okay, he's bailing out. The sheriffship is telling me he's bailing out at this point here, so let me widen out here.
That might
okay,
be
that
him.
Could be him. No. I've got everyone here. Adam, I do have you.
Okay, so here's what happens. So, after 45 minutes, the car finally goes down an alley and turns a corner, and it ends up being a woman.
Yeah,
gets out of the car.
Which is I'm mad about this gender bias. Like, in 2019, women can do whatever they want.
Thank
like,
you, Jensen, right? Yeah. Again, just rampant speculation.
Yeah.
You can't even see when the car pulls over. So if you're looking for the payoff of seeing the suspect get out of the car and lay down on the ground,
you're missing the whole point.
You don't see any of that because it's behind buildings and the helicopter is not in a position to get it. Okay? So now she is out of the car. Let's find out what happens.
Okay, guys, sorry about that. We are just trying to get ourselves into a better position here where we can actually see the action going on. I do have you, Adam. And Sheriff, I have you as well.
And he's casually walking, if that's in fact him. He pulled to the right there. It looked like he had gone into a garage, but he pulled over and casually got out of the vehicle and is now...
Super good TV, you guys.
Yeah.
Got green.
Oh, looks like he's...
Two people.
All right, so now they're saying, now they see that it's a woman, okay? So the anchor says, oh, two people. More misinformation, by the way, because it's one person. It's a woman who happens to be the driver. But he thinks there must be a male driver somewhere, and this woman is a passenger, okay? Again, all of this information, because they're doing it live, they're doing nothing but giving us information that's wrong instead of waiting until after the thing is over and then telling us what happened. Why doesn't that make more sense to you?
Because here's what you're misunderstanding. You love road trips, right? You get in a car and you drive someplace.
Sure.
Is the only thing that matters the city you're going to?
Certainly not. The road trip itself is fun.
How about that? Exact same thing with the chases. You don't know what's going to happen. Every single turn is different. You're not sure what they're going to do. Are they going to get in an accident? Are they going to, like that one guy, like call somebody, they drive by and another person gets in? All this stuff, it's the journey that's wonderful.
This is beautiful.
Thank you. It is.
Honestly,
it's the journey, and that's being why they don't wait and recap it, because you lose all of that.
Are you saying dialogue from Field of Dreams?
It was very inspiring.
If they build it, will they come?
I like facts, you guys.
You're right, but if this is... I like things where you don't have any idea what the ending's going to be.
Can I tell you from a news station's point of view what they like? They like ratings.
Uh-huh. Right.
And now, more so than ever, with social media and people tweeting, Car Chase, Channel 4, they love that bump in ratings, and they will take this as long as they're coming.
Yeah, it's looking like that to us as well.
No, he's taking his clothes off.
Taking his clothes off.
Okay, here you go.
Keep a wide shot, Rich. Keep a semi-wide shot. Okay, I've got you coming, Seth.
Okay, so it turns out to be a woman who starts taking her clothes off in the street. Now, Kevin, it sounds like that's something you'd be all in for, right? What a stupid helicopter pilot on Channel 5 decision. What's his decision? Wide shot, wide shot, wide shot. Let's make sure nobody can see it. How infuriating
is
that?
Hold on. Isn't he going wide shot in case
there's some
shooting,
type
right?
of shooting?
No, it's because she's taking her top off.
Sure.
All right.
Yeah.
Now that's a payoff. You have me if at the end of a car chase, a woman gets out and takes her clothes
off.
You're
lying. That would not have had you. That would not have made it worth 45 minutes of your time.
It's hard to find naked women anywhere on the internet. You've got to look for them on TV. All right, so listen, again, with the wide shot.
Okay. It's a possibility that this may indeed be a female who might be stripping down, so we're going to keep a slightly wider shot here so as not to show our viewers anything that they might not want to see here. But
what about the things we want to see?
What about the things we want to see? That's the most infuriating part of the whole thing.
I'm
so mad about that. Right. 45 minutes that went on. And by the way, you want to know how this chase should have been covered? Here's the Channel 2 news a couple of hours later.
A dangerous and rainy pursuit finally came to an end in South L.A. Deputies say the driver was wanted for carjacking a Kia in Compton this morning.
Well, that driver swerved through surface streets and the 110 freeway before stopping. Then she stripped down before she was taken into custody.
That's the entire story. 16 seconds. Boom. I just gave you 45 minutes of your life.
You
back.
Took 45 minutes away from fun.
Yeah, they're recapping because either they didn't have it live because they were dumb, or they're recapping what they had live earlier. You don't think they wanted that live?
They did have it live. They used their own footage to recap it. But my point is, that's the extent of the newsworthiness of that car chase.
You're missing the whole point. It's not newsworthy. It's
about the journey and the people we meet along the way.
Thank you, Jensen. Thank you. Bean, I'm going to tell you two things that are going to really make you mad. A, I got a text from my brother saying that Channel 10 in Phoenix was covering it live.
Wow.
They were covering it live. Then I realized I had fallen asleep in the afternoon and it was already over. So I went back and watched the whole 45 minutes afterwards.
Wow.
I have one thing that I'm going to tell you that you're going to hate.
I want you in a grave.
It's Kevin and Bean.
K-U.
I understand you're about to introduce us to our new favorite person ever.
Well, I mean, not Allie's, but this show, I think this came out first a couple of years ago on Dr. Phil.
August of last year
on Dr. Phil. And I never thought that I would be fully on Dr. Phil's side.
but this girl pushed me in that direction. Her name is Nicolette. She is just about to turn 16, I think, or just about to turn 15.
She's 15 at the time.
Oh, 15 at the time. Okay.
Why isn't Jensen leading this segment? He seems to have all the answers.
I got the clips, though.
He's got the clips, which is okay. Most important.
So this is the mom and the daughter, and they're setting up the entire premise of their problem. This is me. This is my daughter. She spends too much. I give her too much money.
Yeah.
It's the whole setup.
My 16-year-old daughter, Nicolette, is extravagant, spoiled, and bratty. Nicolette is beyond entitled.
I could definitely say we're quite affluent. My mom raised me with everything I've ever wanted, and she needs to continue. It's the only life I've ever known. I went to amazing schools. I had a driver. I had a nanny, personal trainers.
At a very young age, Nicolette had her own credit cards with absolutely no credit limit.
All right, I just like to say credit cards with no credit limit, and she's about to turn 16?
Yikes. It's odd that they say 16 in the clip, because you'll learn in a minute the biggest problem with her turning 16 soon.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. But Nicolette is a real nightmare.
Some months her credit card bills would be $10,000. I just paid the bill. Nicolette had an allowance of $5,000 a month to cover her expenses.
I have some $5,000 Chanel bags, a couple of those.
In the past year, I probably have given her about $100,000. I don't even keep track anymore.
I know I'm a spoiled brat, but I enjoy the lifestyle, you know? Now my spending allowance per month is $1,000. I feel like a peasant.
I mean, oh my God. In her defense, you're 15. How do you get by on $1,000 a month?
$5,000 a month.
Wow.
But you're not even taking into consideration some of her bags. That clip goes even longer where, like, she shows a few $3,000 bags, a few $5,000 bags, so that can't play into the allowance. Sure. That's even more money she's given.
So now Dr. Phil and the mom are sort of talking about what she needs to do, what she needs to do with her life, and how they can sort of pull her back into line. And her mom says,
I think the best thing would be to start with a job.
No.
Yeah, absolutely. No. She needs a job.
No!
Oh, my God.
See the crowd. They're all laughing at it. Now, let me ask you this, Jensen. You think this is real?
Yes. I've done...
I think it's real, too.
...extensive research. She has since leaned into the character.
Oh, is that right?
But that's because the same way the Cash Me Outside girl was sort of like, oh, I see a career out of this. And this girl's obviously career-minded. She wants to be rich and have whatever. And she has, like, sort of embraced it now. But
right.
No, this is a very... If this is her acting... Let's put her on any television show because she's killing it.
So then Dr. Phil circles around a little bit later and he tells her that she needs to get a job.
You need a job.
No, I don't want a job.
Well, I know.
It's so much work.
Oh, my God.
I mean, she's all of us.
I mean, she's right.
I'm not sure if I hate her more.
Her
or
mom.
Her mother.
You should hate the mom.
Her
more.
Mother
the
is mom, an definitely. Awful human being, and yeah. Unless she's getting help as to not be a pushover idiot,
correct?
Then this girl's going to continue doing this.
Here's something I thought I'd never say. In Dr. Phil's defense, he does focus on the mom and explains that she needs to reparent and sort of reestablish herself. And
is there a dad in the picture?
I didn't hear it any.
They didn't even mention it.
Okay. Yeah, it doesn't
because both of these women are so awful, no man would ever want to live in a house with them.
I don't know, but I want a mom that has that much money. You know what? The bills were $100,000 last month. Last year. I don't even notice it anymore.
I just paid it.
Who's got that kind of money?
Oh my gosh.
So then Nicolette says, for my 16th birthday, I need a G-Wagon. Mm-hmm. And then Dr. Phil follows up on that.
You want a G-Wagon for your 16th birthday?
I need my G-Wagon. There's no question. I need it.
There's no question.
Yeah.
You need that.
Yeah. My mom's buying a Bentley for herself. Why can't I get a G-Wagon?
Why do you need a G-Wagon?
They're just, the interior is so nice, and there's no blind spots at all. Like, it's so big and open. There's so much trunk space. It's amazing. And I really want a nice car. She wants to give me a Mercedes C-Class.
Poor baby. Now, I want you to listen closely for Dr. Phil, because in the background, both I think his mom and his daughter are talking over, but Dr. Phil does turn to the mom in reaction to this and makes a joke about the Mercedes C-Class and calls her a bitch. Like, how dare you give her only a Mercedes C-Class?
I will accept that car.
No, I
would.
Honda or a Toyota, and then it barely gets.
I will be happy with that car, but
bitch.
The thing is, I want my G-Wagon. I want my G-Wagon!
Really? A C-Class.
But we started with a Honda, a Toyota. I started
absolutely
with a Toyota.
Not. I will not be driving anything that can be considered an Uber X.
A what?
An Uber X.
An Uber X?
Yes, we're going Uber Lux and above.
Oh, my God.
She's the best, right? Is that what we're saying?
No, Mom, she's horrible.
Mom, how do you feel about what you're seeing right now?
I don't like what I'm seeing.
You created me.
I've created a Beverly Hills brat.
You raised me. Should have done better.
Oh, my God. So that's the kid's defense right there. It's not my fault. It's your mom's fault.
So then Dr. Phil talks a little about self-respect. If she gets out in the world, she gets a job, she'll be able to trust herself, and she'll know that she can stand on her own 2 feet and help out society.
What you need to do is do what is required for her to be better. Is she going to be unhappy about it?
Yes.
$5,000 a month, $2,500 a month, $1,000 a month is insane.
$1,000?
I think that's
I'm
insane.
I'm barely living.
She's barely living with $1,000 a month.
She's convinced me.
Do you guys want to know how many Instagram followers she's had now after the appearance on the show?
Yes, please.
429,000.
Okay, every single one of those followers is part of the problem.
They are the problem.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Every parent should be looking at their kids' Instagram and who they follow and say, I raised an awful child.
I will follow this girl only if I will get this.
You need a job.
No, I don't want a job. It's so much work.
Come on.
Guys, we have to burn something down. What are we burning down?
I'm not sure.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
It's your fault. You raised me.
Right? You should have done better.
Why didn't I ever think of that defense when my mom was yelling at me about stuff when I was a kid? That's fantastic. Hey, beer mug.
What? Come on. There's my mic.
You ready for a little Bean Makes His Guess?
Let's do it.
Bean Makes His Guess, yeah.
Ooh.
Bean Makes His Guess, yeah.
Who gets penis slapped?
Bean is a dick.
Pretty dope, man.
Just wanna tell ya.
I am the dumbest human that ever lived.
Now it's time for Bean Makes His Guess.
Yes.
No penis slapping involved at all in this one.
Good.
I am fascinated by this list because it's about television, and we all think we know what people are watching on TV. But there are some real surprises in this. This is the annual list, and I thank our friend Michael Schneider over at Variety for providing this. The most watched television networks of 2018 by total average viewers. Oh. Okay? The most watched TV networks of 2018 by total viewers. Now, I'm just going to lop off the top four because that'll just waste time. Obviously, you're going to say NBC, CBS, ABC, and Fox, and they are numbers 1 through 4 in
Come
that
on,
order.
We would have got those. Give I know you would taking have. Them away.
NBC, then CBS, ABC, and Fox are the top four most watched networks of 2018. But once you get beyond that, there are hundreds of channels, and I'm curious to see how many you are going to come up with of the next 10 on the list. And Kevin, as we do, you get to go first. What else is among the top, say, 15 television networks that are watched?
MTV2.
I don't know.
Right? Number 5? What?
I don't know why that
Number
would be the,
5!
If I could scroll down far enough on the list,
How
I would be able
you.
To find it for you. But I don't see it. It must be down 100 and something. Okay. Oh, here it is. It's number 103. MTV 2.
It's on the list. Give me a point.
I'm sorry. We're looking for top 15. Beer Mug, you're up next.
Let's go FX.
FX is a great guess, but no, number 26. Number 26. Allie, that must break your heart. That's your favorite channel.
It's the only channel, and it's the best, and viewers are obviously wrong.
All right. 0-4 beer mug and his mustache. Allie, your first guess, please.
Which one has the baseball? Is it TBS?
TBS does have baseball, yes.
Let's go TBS.
Number 12. That is the 12th most watched television network in America.
Hmm.
I think that would surprise a lot of people.
Yeah.
Kevin, you're up.
C-SPAN 2.
I'm not even going to scroll.
Come on!
I'm sorry. I know
this
list
is bogus.
I know that's all you watch.
Right.
But I'm sorry. No, it didn't make the list. Beer Mug.
For Dave and his Vanderpoop rules or whatever, Bravo.
Mm-hmm.
Well described.
Bravo is number 27 on the list.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry. All right, Allie is the only one with a point so far. Let's see if she can do it again.
Well, it's fair and it's balanced. Fox News Channel.
Only number 5,
wow.
You guys. It is the most popular channel outside of the big four. Fox News Channel, number 5. Well done, Allie.
Is...
I don't know why that wasn't the first... the first guest, by the way, Fox News Channel. I mean, I feel
now
like
you're going to criticize.
Wow,
you
took
you took away the four we could get, and now you're chastising us
because we know we live in a Fox
you're
News Channel.
You're a bad man.
Country. Okay, I accept your score. Kevin, you're up next.
Is Netflix considered a
no
channel?
Not a TV channel. No.
Okay, then my guess is AMC.
AMC is a good guess. I don't see it in the top 40. So.
Oh. Then it's not a good guess.
Well, I mean, it's a good guess in that it's a legitimate real channel for once. Gosh, how far down do you have to go to for AMC? I don't even...
Right, take it easy. You don't have to rub it in. Let's just move on.
There's somewhere. No, I was just curious. I don't know why. Oh, here it is, number 25. It is number 25 on the list. All right, Beer Mug, why don't we just... let's finish this round, and then I'll reveal.
Let's go to the opposite of Fox News, CNN.
CNN is number 22.
Yeah, I'm all in the 20s today.
All of them, yeah. All right, Allie, you are already the winner of the game, but let's put some icing on that cake.
Let's go with the worldwide leader in sports.
Oh, good. Let me see. ESPN is number 7.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Was that a perfect round for you, Allie?
I mean, it was.
3 for 3?
Yeah. Thank you for noticing.
All right. I told you there are some surprises. Here we go. The most watched television networks of last year. NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, then Fox News Channel. Number 6, MSNBC. Number 7, ESPN. Number 8, the USA Network. Number 9, HGTV.
What?
Isn't it amazing how big that is?
Wow.
Number 10, Univision.
Univision. Yeah.
Number 11, the CW.
How's it only number 11?
I think you know why, because I told you the other channels that have more viewers.
Good point.
Number 12 is TBS. Here's the most shocking one to me. Do you guys know what the ION channel is?
Oh, yeah, murder.
It's all murder. It's all like Criminal Minds and Law and Order.
Yeah.
Of course, Allie knows that one.
ION is number 13, you guys.
Wow.
Then TNT, then the History Channel. And if you want to go a little further down the list, Telemundo, Hallmark, that's all, Allie. The Discovery Channel, Investigation Discovery, then TLC. There's your top 20. And this has
Tell me all of the ones up to 103.
This has been Bean Makes His Guess.
Bean Makes His Guess, yeah.
Kevin and Bean on K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Let's talk about ghosting. Let's talk about people leaving their jobs even and not talking to a soul.
You know, it's my dream. How many times have we discussed that when I win the, you know, win the Powerball? That's exactly what I'm going to do is ghost. Exactly.
So it'll just be 5:30 one morning. We'll go, haven't heard from Bean. What do you think's going on?
Mm-hmm.
How long do you think it would take us to come to the realization that it's possible? Well, Bean won the lottery.
I think it wouldn't take that long only because I've been preparing for you, you know, for years.
You have.
Eventuality correct. Of that. So I think if you know, because especially Allie pays attention to the big money jackpots.
Right.
I think it would only take a few minutes for her to go, wait a minute, let's check and see if there was a Mega Millions winner in Louisiana.
Yeah.
And I think you'd be putting two and two together. And then it would drive you crazy that my phone number would already be changed. You'd so want to get me on the air to talk about what it's like to have $400 million, but you wouldn't be able to because you would have been ghosted.
Ouch.
I mean, it seems rude.
So here's the headline. How millennial employees... Ugh, millennials just ruin everything.
They really
think, guys?
Do. I'm so tired of these articles.
Avocados and caviar.
I'm so tired
jobs.
Of them. Yeah. I know. How millennial employees are ghosting bosses by quitting jobs without notice. As experts warn, the rise of faceless online interaction means it's only going to get worse. According to this article, millennial daters are used to ghosting, which for folks who don't know the terminology from the last 15 years, it means cutting off contact without any kind of explanation. You just stop responding to texts. You don't answer your phone. You are just in the wind. And they are saying the trend is becoming more widespread because of the job market, because people are leaving for other jobs and they just don't give the traditional 2 weeks notice. And it's become a real problem. The numbers are getting, you know, noticeably bigger every year.
You know what I think it is? Honestly, I think that's an uncomfortable conversation to have, to go to a boss and saying, I'm quitting. Mm-hmm. Here's my. I think it's uncomfortable, and people just don't want to do that anymore, and they don't have to, so they don't.
I think that's definitely part of it. I do. And I also think that there is a little bit of a selfish mindset in that I don't care what kind of disruption this is going to cause because that job is already in my rearview mirror. So what do I care if they're shorthanded?
Because millennials, right?
I mean, but seriously, you know, they're not attached to that job. They don't care about that job.
Right.
So why would they show them the respect of giving them 2 weeks' notice for an easy transition when they can just walk out the door and start something new?
This generation has face tattoos, guys. They're not thinking long term.
That is true.
So, well, let's start with we're going to be taking calls on ghosting of all kinds, by the way. If you have either been the ghoster or the ghostie, 1-800-520-1067. And it doesn't have to just be just jobs. We'll get into relationships in a minute, too. But have you guys, first of all, I doubt you have ever ghosted a job, just not showed up, right?
I have not.
No.
No.
All right. Have you
Yes, I did.
What? Oh, tell us more.
Yes, I did. My brother woke me up and said, hey, do you want a job? This is in high school. And I was like, yeah, I guess. And he goes, I work at a construction site and they need somebody because I'm quitting today. So I was like, all right. So I drove in. The job that they wanted me to do was terrible. So I got back in my car and just left.
Oh, dear.
I didn't even stay the day.
Yeah.
And just left. But it's not like I had the job for a while, which I think is what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Where you literally have it for 3-4 weeks to a year or to whatever, and then still you ghost. That's even worse.
They They had no idea what they were missing, Kevin, by not getting it.
Right?
It was really their loss.
Right? Thank you.
All right. How about Jensen?
Yeah.
You dated a bit. You're someone who waited until middle age to get married?
Yes. I found the perfect person by dating a lot of not perfect people.
Did you ever ghost or get ghosted?
I don't necessarily think it was a direct... I don't think I've ever been directly ghosted. Like, I think, like, there was conversation every once in a while. But I do believe I ghosted someone when I met Danielle.
My
wife, yeah.
So you were going out with someone else when you met Danielle, and
on dates.
Okay.
Like, there was nothing. It was, like, a date one or two. And I think she was into me, and then I think I was really invested in someone and just sort of didn't write back to her.
Why?
Because I was focused on something.
Well, of course, but... I mean, okay.
I don't know. I'm not proud of it.
It's not like you dated her for months. Again,
Well, one date or two dates.
Well, we have her on the phone right now.
Oh, no. It's funny, though, because when I did post the engagement photo with Danielle, she wrote underneath, she was like, congrats, with a question mark.
Find out who it is.
She's funny. Much funnier, yeah. She actually wins that award.
How about you, Allie? Any ghosting experience?
No, shockingly.
Really?
I know.
Well, that just means you have good manners, young lady.
Well, I do. I wouldn't want someone ghosting me, so why would I ever... If I'm not feeling it, I'm going to let you know I'm not feeling it.
There's a lot of power in it, too.
It's a very easy thing. Yeah.
It feels good, actually, in a weird way. To be like, listen, I really think you're great, but I don't think it works for us. It's a cool thing, yeah.
Tiffany, you hang on. We're going to get you on line two here in just a minute. Let's welcome Ruben, our phone screener here at the Kevin and Bean Show. Great guy. Don't get a chance to talk to him very often on the air. But Ruben, when this came up yesterday, you said you have some ghosting experience.
I do. Good morning, party people. So just to go along with the relationship ghosting, I think the last three people I dated, I actually ghosted one of them.
Whoa.
And it felt so good.
Wait, what? Hold on.
Okay.
We're going the other direction, which is you ghosted somebody, and we assume you feel bad about it.
Well, I
felt so good.
Here's why. It felt good. It's because the two other people, one before and one after the one I ghosted, I actually had that conversation, and it was difficult, and it was uncomfortable.
Right, it's awkward, and it's sort of hard to do.
Yeah. So I just kind of felt good just to ghost. But I knew it was bad. I felt horrible. I still feel horrible. It's not cool. But another story I have is another place of employment that I have. It's a really cool spot. It's a tech company, and it's really progressive and forward-thinking, and there's a lot of movement going on, and it's very fast-paced. And very recently, one of my coworkers just stopped showing up.
So great.
Yeah.
No mention, no call, no email, no text, nothing.
And even the people that were in kind of communication with him, he stopped replying to their text messages. He stopped, like,
Ruben, but had he been on a cruise or on a hike?
He might be dead.
He did go on a road trip. I know that. He was very proud of going on a road trip.
That was him moving to a new city.
Yeah. He went on a road trip with a U-Haul. All right. 1-800-520-1067. We're talking all facets of ghosting. I promised we'd get to Tiffany. She's in Torrance. She's on line two to get us started here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, Tiffany.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you.
So,
ghost stories.
We just had a team member do this to us literally a week ago. He just moved to New York. He's been working with us for, like, you know, 3 months. He made tons of friends with all of my team. And then, you know, he went to a party, told everyone how much he, like, loved us. Next day, didn't show up to work. Didn't call anyone, didn't text anyone. He literally just cut everybody off, changed his number, and stopped showing
up. This is really weird. It's really weird because of the night before.
Where he seemed like he was getting along with everybody, and he seemed to like his job. He may be dead.
Well, we've looked into it. He's not dead.
But, okay, all right.
You know, it's just, it's super weird that he did it.
You're dead to him.
Millennials.
That's true. What right? Millennials,
think,
right?
Tiffany, what do you think happened?
I think his dad wasn't happy that he was drinking with the team, and his dad made him quit his job.
Oh, so okay.
Weird. I mean, right, if my dad made me quit, maybe I'm ghosting too. Because I don't really hey, right. Everybody, I have to quit because dad says so.
Because of my dad.
My daddy doesn't want me here.
Thank you for listening, Tiffany. We appreciate it. 1-800-520-1067. We want to hear your ghosting stories, jobs, and relationships when we return right after this one. Okay.
The Kevin and Bean Show, the world famous K-Rock.
Let's take one phone call. Let's make it Sarah in Northridge. Good morning, Sarah.
Hi. Good morning.
Talking ghosting here, jobs, relationships, obligations, like the Radiohead song, How to Disappear Completely. What happened in your life?
I am a high school soccer coach, and that it seems to be the trend on how to quit a soccer team.
Just
disappear. Don't call, don't text, don't respond to my text. I usually find out by one of the girls on the team saying, I don't think she's playing anymore.
Wait a minute. Like, when you say usually, it sounds like more than one.
It's happened a couple times. Kids don't quit the team that often, but it's happened with a girl that was a senior and been playing for 4 years and just decided she didn't want to play.
Wow.
I'm trying to make my roster and texting her, asking her if she's going to play. I don't want to just cut her from the team without knowing because I've known her for so long. And
maybe she's maybe she's disguised as a boy trying to make the men's team. It's a great Amanda Bynes movie called She's the Man.
She's the Man.
It's a great film.
I mean, you got to give Jensen credit for trying to come up with a reason, but that must be very frustrating for you, Coach. We appreciate you listening, though, and thank you for calling. This ghosting is an epidemic, you guys, among our listeners.
Yes, a lot of people.
From our one of our Arizona listeners, listening through radio.com, I just got ghosted by my now ex 2 weeks ago. I have no idea why. He had just proposed to me, and now I haven't heard from him at all.
Oh, man.
That's somebody who just got cold feet, right?
Yeah, we'd think maybe panicked and just said, no, that's not what I wanted to do.
We also got a text from the 562 that says, I was ghosted by a guy after 3 months of dating. Turns out, he was actually in jail.
That's legit. And one more, and then we'll go to Elliot. A former coworker was here for about a month. One day she went to lunch and never came back. We only knew she had quit because her key card was left on her desk and her personal belongings were gone, says Omar. Hey, that's one way to quit a job, I guess.
That happens to me every other day. Elliot, in Mission Viejo. Good morning.
How's it going, guys?
Good, thank you.
Ghosting.
Good. Yeah, so I had a ghosting story of when I was dating a girl. I ended up ghosting her because I guess at the time smoking weed was more important to me. We had gone on a few dates. We were talking for about a month, and we were supposed to meet up at the movie theaters and never showed up. I never talked to her again until a week later where her sister decided to text me and tell me all the things that her sister wanted to do with me that night. And at that moment, I thought, maybe I missed my chance to meet my wife that night.
Wow. Boy, this got heavy.
Wow.
Dark. Someone's doing a lot of deep introspective thinking here.
Right?
So did you give up the weed?
No, don't be ridiculous, Bean. Elliot?
For a while I did. But because at that point it became a problem. But yeah, it was an interesting time ghosting. And I've definitely ghosted some employers too. But I think if the millennials leveled up and started to not ghosting, you could do something that's called draining, and that's when you clock in, but you're not clocking in. You're really milking the time and the money that you get from that employee, and you're not burning a bridge. As ghosting, as I've learned in my experience of ghosting employers, is you burn a bridge, and if you ever need to start a company or something, it's really hard to go back and build that bridge. So So do something that's called draining instead of ghosting.
I've done plenty of draining. Don't get me. I mean,
take it from Elliot, the weed guy.
Exactly. Thank you for the call, Elliot. Wow, he's given that a lot of thought.
Sure has.
Yeah, it turned into a real Tony Robbins at the end.
Yes, he can do a seminar. All right, let's go to a Danielle line.
Tony Robbins.
Seven, please. Danielle is in Brea, and she has a ghost story. She got ghosted, but got some revenge, I think.
Hey, Danielle.
Actually, the other way around.
The other way around.
I ghosted him, and I ran into him a couple months later. He called me out in front of my friends and his friends as the girl who ghosted him. So that was a little uncomfortable.
Now, here's the discussion we were having. Did you ghost him just because you were trying to avoid that uncomfortable conversation where you had to break up with him?
Yeah, pretty much.
In retrospect, which would have been better? Should you have had the conversation, or do you think you did the right thing by ghosting him?
I should have had the conversation. And so actually running into him that night, like, sparked things up again. And so... Oh. I'm in the same situation where this time I'm going to have that conversation.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I've got to do it again.
A double ghost.
It went wrong the first time, so now I have to actually go through that conversation.
Oh, it would be so funny if you ghosted him again. It would be so funny.
It would be worth it just for the show.
Yeah, do it for us. Come on.
Well, you guys back in 2 weeks, letting know.
Excellent. Okay, thank you, Danielle. All right, we got time for a couple more. Do you get line five, Katie? Do you understand that one, Kevin? Should we talk to her?
I don't, but let's do.
Because that does sound like a little bit of a different twist.
Hey, Katie.
Hi, good morning. How's it going?
Good, thank you.
Great. What happened? Explain this one to me.
So this one is a little weird. Excuse me. I work for a consulting company. So last year, about a year ago, we were looking to hire for a consultant because our company is growing. We needed more help and everything. So it's not like McDonald's or, you know, some fast food place. So this guy had probably gone through at least three, maybe four interviews, and when it came time to actually offer him the position, he never answered the calls, he never responded to emails, he never responded to voicemails, he just completely ghosted us.
Wow. And
yeah, you would think, you know, and it's not like we sensed that he was disinterested in the position, you know, it's not like the money wasn't what he was asking for or anything like that, so we still never heard from him.
Yeah, he died. He died, Katie.
He must have been interviewing with other people and just taken another job, I guess, but it certainly wouldn't have been too difficult for him to tell you that. I mean, it's not like, you know, you guys were invested in each other.
It is a confrontation, though, to say
it
no
is a
to
confrontation.
A job.
Yeah. Thank you, Katie. We appreciate it. One more real quick. I guess line one is going to be Josh to close this out. Hey, Josh.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you.
So, back when I was 17, I was going to church, and at church, I met this girl, and we started hitting it off and whatnot. Her dad came to pick me up one day and took me over to their house. We hung out. Me and her sat down on the couch. She put her head on my shoulder.
Hey, Dean, this is my bad.
Hair.
What?
I smelt her hair. It smelled so bad that I just had to ghost her. Like, her dad took me back home. I was done. I blocked the phone numbers. I refused all calls. I even stopped going to that church.
Josh, I guarantee you that's what Jesus wanted you to do.
Kevin and Bean on K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
God damn, I love that Petros and Money radio show. You guys listen to them on AM 570?
Sure.
One of the best radio shows on the air in Los Angeles, for reals. Yesterday, we talked to sad Charger announcer Matt Money Smith. Today, we want to talk to sad Clipper fan Petros Papadakis. P, is this the first time we've talked to you in 2019?
I believe so. Happy New Year to you guys. Popo Zhao.
Popo Zhao, indeed. We miss you, man. So we wanted to have you on because we've talked very little NBA this season, and we're about, mm-hmm. we were just talking about 35% or so into the season, and we're starting to see some plot lines develop, and we kind of want to get your read on where we are. You know, Lakers and Clippers have both had a lot of changes in recent years. Sometimes we're up, sometimes we're down. Where do you want to start with?
Well, the Clippers are better than people expected.
Yeah.
I wouldn't call myself a full-on Clipper fan. I'm not like Dave, the King of Mexico.
He's not either, so don't worry about it.
I haven't been to a Clipper game since I lived on top of Fidham, so it's been a while. But I have to say, the Clippers are a lot better than people thought. They had a little bit of lull in the middle of the season, but they've been playing well as of late. They have a really good rookie, Sega, Gilgeous Alexander is his name. He's a pretty good player, and he's surprising, and that Montrezl Harrell guy is really tough down low, and Doc Rivers does a good job coaching. LeBron, on the other side with the Lakers, they're doing very poorly. LeBron's groin blew off for the very first time.
Oh, I didn't hear that medically that it had blown off.
I didn't even know that was a medical term.
Yeah, no, that's right up there with my medical term, bacchiotomy. But yeah, he had a groin explosion, I think was the way the Lakers put it. And they said he was going to be out for like a week or reevaluated in a week, and it's creeping up on a month. He hasn't played since Christmas, and it might end up being more. It's kind of a bad situation. And these young guys that the Lakers drafted that they've been trying to make happen forever, like Fetch, they just are not consistent. They're from Kyle Kuzma to Lonzo Ball to Josh Hart. They're just not consistent players night in and night out enough to win. And now they're out of the playoffs in the West. They're in the ninth spot.
Wow. So it's not what people were expecting when LeBron ended up coming to the Lakers. I think most Lakers fans were going, well, that's it. That's all you need. It's going to be nothing but rings from here on out, right?
Well, why wouldn't you believe that? I mean, everywhere the guy goes, he competes for a championship.
I mean, so. I wouldn't believe that because I feel like in the NBA, one player can't do that anymore.
He's kind of done it. I mean, he did it with Cleveland.
Rondo, but Rondo's old. Yeah, he did it with Cleveland, but he also lost with Cleveland, too.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems
he took Cleveland to the finals, like, almost every year.
Right.
Miami to the finals when they had a super team. And you would think he could do it out here, but the West is harder. The Warriors are sitting up there like a giant Darth Vader monolith. They're not going anywhere. And I'm one of those guys that believes that when LeBron came here, obviously he's still the best player in the world. But at the same time, coming here, I think, was a pivot toward a Hollywood life, toward being a media conglomerate or playing those games, going to dinner with Leonardo DiCaprio and Al Pacino publicly and taking a bunch of pictures, showing up at a game with a glass of red wine.
All right, so let me ask you a question, Petro. So he no longer cares about winning a championship?
I don't think he cares. I don't think he doesn't care, but I think this is more of a pivot toward his brand.
I got you.
And who he's going to be. This is more about LeBron in Los Angeles than LeBron winning championships in Los Angeles. But if you're a Laker fan, I mean, the way things have been going the last decade or so, I mean, you'll take it. This is great.
Agreed.
Absolutely. They're probably a playoff team, but he hasn't been hurt like this before, guys. Like, he hasn't been out and hurt like this in his career. And at a certain point, people get old. I mean, it hadn't happened to you guys, but it happens to almost everybody else.
Now, I rented groin explosion, but I wasn't expecting it to be such a bad thing for LeBron. Let's assume he gets past it, he gets healthy, he plays again.
He will.
No, I know he will. But
what position will they be in when he comes back? And will he try to come back too early? Because they're literally in like a free fall right now. They lost to Cleveland, who's the worst team in the league. They ended a 12-game losing streak for the Knicks, a 9-game losing streak for the Cavs. I mean, these young guys do not play together well night in and night out.
My question was going to be, how many years do you think LeBron has left to play as a Laker?
You know, it's really interesting, and it's hard look. Most athletics do not end pretty for anybody, and that's really the case in football. I mean, football, very few people walk off on their own terms. I don't care who you are.
Right.
You could be Joe Montana. I mean, Elway kind of did it. Strahan. I mean, there's a handful of guys. Basketball, think of fat Michael Jordan flopping around in a Wizards uniform. You know, I mean, Kobe Bryant's leg falling off and him limping around and taking 1,000 shots to score 50 points in his last game. I mean, it does not end pretty.
Yeah,
LeBron has kind of defied that for a long time, so it's going to happen at some point. I can't tell you when.
Yeah, people forget Shaquille O'Neal in a Phoenix Suns jersey.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Oh, with the mask, dancing with the Jabberwocky.
Yeah, it's a real nightmare.
All right, so not a lot of encouraging words from the P on the basketball
front.
They're
both playoff teams, probably. Like, right now, they're probably, you know, LeBron's going to come back and play, but is he going to come back too soon because they're playing so poorly?
Gotcha.
And hurt himself again? And, you know, what does this say about the front office of Magic and Rob Pelinka? you know, these things should be called into question. But if you're a Laker fan, this is way better than watching, you know, Chris Kaman lie across the benches.
How dare you? How dare you?
Petros Papadakis, co-host of the Petros Money Radio Show, Fox Sports Radio, AM 570. Before we say goodbye and thank you, you are going to be on my TV this Saturday. Let's put in a plug for that.
Yeah, we have a game this week on FS1 to warm you up for the football games on Sunday. We have one of those college all-star games, the NFLPA game. It's popping off in the Rose Bowl on FS1 around 2 o'clock, so I'll be on the sideline for that. Last year, the coaches were screaming at each other across the field.
All right.
Yeah, they were saying F you across the field because Daryl Green was illegally blitzing Mike Martz. So it's a must watch.
You do know how to sell a TV event, Pete. All right, man, we love you.
Stop blitzing.
Thanks for jumping on. We appreciate you.
All right, y'all. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, bye.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show.
K-Rock. Right now, Allie's got what's happening for Tuesday.
Guys, Netflix is raising its U.S. prices. What? How dare you? It's going to be the largest price hike since they started their streaming service 12 years ago. They're raising prices by 13% to 18%. So if you're paying $11 right now, you're going to be paying
$13. No!
It's true. It's true. Yeah, but we'll be okay, right? We're all going to do it, right?
I mean they got us, man.
They fully do committed. Yeah.
They do have us, yeah.
Yeah, they have us. So that's something to look forward to. Also something to look forward to, what do you think about Alicia Keys hosting the 2019 Grammy Awards on February 10th right here in Los Angeles at Staples Center?
That is a surprising choice.
I love her stand-up, though, so she can...
And her improv and sketch comedy skills.
Oh, yeah, we all came up at UCB together.
I think she's likable, but...
She's very likable, that yeah.
Hosting is a different skill that not many people have.
Do you guys remember who hosted last year?
Was it...
No, Corden? I'm saying I don't.
Corden.
Was it Stephen Colbert?
Corden. Right?
James Corden?
Well, I did. I wrote for the Corden Grammys the year before, and I think he did it 2 years in a row.
I don't even remember.
I don't either.
I believe so.
Huh. That's concerning. None of us really remember who was last year.
I worked on it. Barely
and you
remember.
Worked on it.
Yeah. I mean, it used to be back in the day, please don't yell at me here, but I mean, they used to have musicians host it, like John Denver and people like that used to host it. But
yes,
it's been,
John Denver.
It's been a long time since they've had a musician host that show.
Not really. Corden did it 2 years in a row, so 18 and 17. And then before that, for like 11 years,
LL
or some
cool
crazy
J.
number, was LL Cool J.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Okay.
With the licking.
I mean, technically, yeah.
Go ahead.
He's a musician.
Oh, his mama's going to knock you out.
So you guys don't feel like you're going to be tuning in?
I can't not watch the Grammys.
Sure.
I hope it goes well. I hope she's just not a speed bump to the show. I'm sure she'll be fine. I'm sure she'll be mostly reading a teleprompter.
Yeah, I was going to say, as long as you don't try things that are out of your grasp, mm-hmm. maybe it would be fine, you know.
All right.
When Kevin and I had the opportunity to interview Alicia Keys, this is going to tell you how base we are. We were in New York for the Grammys 1 year, and we got a chance to sit down with Alicia Keys. And Kevin, this is where Do You Like Pasta started, because she was the most beautiful woman I think either of us had ever seen in person. Like, you couldn't believe she was real. She was so pretty. So we just didn't want the interview to ever end. So we just kept coming up with question after question.
Dumber
after question.
And dumber as it
no.
went.
Oh, just ridiculously stupid.
I mean, we did literally end up with, so do you like pasta? Because we're just looking for a way to keep talking to her.
Did she catch on at all? Was she like,
was
what is
so
happening?
Sweet.
She couldn't have been nicer.
Couldn't have been any nicer. Yeah,
she should have stood up. She should have ghosted us. Is what she
yeah.
should have done.
Yeah, right.
Got up, walked away. Right.
Yeah.
So I'll watch her.
So do you like pasta?
Oh my God. How weird.
And by far not the worst thing we've done.
No.
She was so pretty, Allie.
I believe it. She's a stunning woman. Mm-hmm. All right, guys. It's been exactly 1 year since the sudden death of Dolores O'Riordan, the lead singer of the Cranberries. And today, the band has released their first single from their final album, which is called In the End. Would you like to hear a little bit of
Is it an instrumental?
It is a song called All Over Now.
Do you remember? 'Cause I remember you.
So they wrote and demoed 11 songs prior to her death. And then with the support of the family, they said that they want you to complete the work. So now the album is coming out on April 26th. It is called In the End.
That was a touching tribute, Bean, though, when you said, is it an instrumental?
I mean, come on.
You come on.
That's what we're
None
saying.
None of us said it.
I just become. You don't get it, man.
Yeah, we get it.
I'm happy that there's new music from today. She has one of the greatest voices in rock history.
Quite a turn there.
Right.
I can tell by that beautiful tribute at the beginning. Good God. You guys, have you heard about the American Horror Story creator Ryan Murphy? He's bringing back a really great character. And by bringing back, he's bringing forth this character, and we get to hear her story on how she then went on to become Nurse Ratched in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Oh,
yeah. I am pumped for this. So, of course, who would be playing Nurse Ratched but Sarah Paulson? Makes perfect sense.
Sure.
But they've also assembled quite the cast. Cynthia Nixon, Sharon Stone, Corey Stoll, Amanda Plummer. I can't wait for this, you guys. So it's like a prequel of sorts to One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. You get to see how she started off as kind of a nice, normal nurse. And then, woo, good Lord, did she change. I can't wait for that.
That's so cool. Ryan Murphy's career is amazing. He just gets to pick whatever he wants. And then he's like, I kind of want to do a prequel for anything.
And makes it work.
Yeah.
And absolutely. Everything he does works. Yeah. And I wish they could clone him and have like 100 other people making shows as good as him.
Already too much TV.
I will say this, though. As excited as you are, Allie, what percentage of people have seen that One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest? What percentage of people today have even seen that movie? Even know what the prequel is to?
You know what? I don't think it matters. When it comes to Ryan Murphy and something that Sarah Paulson's starring in, it doesn't matter.
I think he'll take that into consideration doing the show. And probably it'll all make sense on its own whether you saw the movie or not.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Like the Giovanni Versace show he did, I'm not sure a lot of the people knew the whole story or really even knew anything. Because that's kind of a story that didn't, you know, stick around like the OJ one.
Yeah, right. True.
And he still was able to tell it so well.
Yeah, he's the best.
He does good work.
He does do good work.
And Sarah Paulson, I'll watch her in anything.
Absolutely.
And Sarah Paulson.
What about Sarah Paulson? One more. Go ahead. Give it a shot.
Look, I'm doing my best.
I completely 100% believe everything you are saying right now.
Thank you.
Oh, that was Andrea Savage. She'll be on tomorrow. You guys watching? I'm sorry. It's so good.
I have not seen it yet, but I'm going to catch up on it today.
First of all, the second season premiered last week. It's on Wednesday, True TV. Mm-hmm. The first season is on Netflix, and dare I say, it is a damn delight.
It's pretty funny.
I think you'll really enjoy it, everybody. We'll talk more tomorrow when she's here. Listen, I'm working for True TV, and I just really want you guys to...
Oh, I see. That's what you're doing. Gotcha. We love it, and everything's great there.
All right. Hey, some birthdays for you. He's a DJ. He's a producer. He has got some hairstyles. Skrillex. Plus, Mr. Worldwide Pitbull and actress. Phenomenal woman. We love her so much here on the show. If Beale Street Could Talk, Southland, Boys in the Hood, Jerry Maguire, Ray, American Crime. The woman does it all. She's a Dolphins fan, which is weird.
I mean, she can't be perfect.
She can't be perfect. Regina King, happy birthday.
Yay!
And that's what's happening.
Kevin and Bean on K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Hey, this is Bean speaking. I know a little bit about a few things, but there are a lot of things that I know next to nothing about. Did you track that? You follow that?
I did not.
I am not qualified to speak on most subjects, and labor disputes are certainly in that list of things I am not qualified to speak on. But I will tell you, as I said yesterday on the show, I had so much respect for the tens of thousands of teachers that I saw that are on strike who were standing outside picketing in the freaking rain to try to get what appears to me, if I'm understanding the story correctly, is just better conditions to teach our kids.
I mean, yeah, they're talking about making smaller class sizes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they have 35, 40 students in one class,
And it makes it really difficult to teach.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So I was just kind of giving them a shout out and how about a honk or take them some food or whatever. And I got this email first thing this morning from a teacher who says, thank you so very much for your kind words. Today was a very long, wet day, but it was filled with a wonderful sense of unity and pride. Please continue to comment on ways people can support our strike. For folks who don't know, LAUSD has gone on strike for the first time in 30 years. 30,000 teachers are walking a picket line right now. Parents keeping kids home when possible cost the district money, and this superintendent's focus is on money only, not educated kids. He is a businessman who has never spent a day in the classroom. The parents and the kids are very much encouraged to join us on the line. Bringing drinks and snacks to the teachers on the picket line, as well as rain ponchos, is very much appreciated. We were offered the raise we wanted, but not enough of the support we need for our kids. So we are completely out here for them. Because it's not just class size. It's also, as I understand correctly, libraries and nurses and things like that that have been cut back in recent years.
There are a lot of schools that don't even have a nurse.
And some have one for one day a week. That's nuts.
That's nuts, right. And don't even get me started on mental health availability for kids in schools, too. So there's a lot. I mean, I just, again, I'm not presenting myself as an expert
here. I agree. Neither of us know.
Yeah, I just think there are some things that are worth spending your money on. I think it's worth spending money on police. I think it's worth spending money on the poor. And I think it's worth spending money on your kids. So we asked Dave, could you find us somebody on the other side? Because, you know, we're fair and balanced, like the TV, right?
Are we?
And I think Dave was able to line somebody up who does not think that the teachers should be striking. And I'm not sure who we have on the line here, but let's go to line 10 and see what's up.
Hello.
Hey, Kevin B. Hey, you know who it is?
Oh, is it Mole?
No, Mole. No.
I thought this was supposed to be an expert.
Hey, you guys, I need your guys' help. You know, the teachers aren't going to school. They're all roaming around the city because they all quit.
They didn't quit. No,
they're striking.
That's not accurate. They're just striking.
Yeah.
Oh, you, whatever it is. They need to go back to school because it's harshing our mellow yellows, dude.
Okay, they want to go back to school. It's just a contract dispute with the superintendent.
Let me drop some knowledge on you.
Okay, all right, Mole.
Teachers are all, hey, don't lean back in your chair, Mole. Don't lay down your desk, Mole. Don't smoke that bong in the classroom, Mole. Now they're out of the classroom. They're roaming the street. They're going to bust us all partying, and I'm going to get detention.
I don't think they can bust you out in the street when you're not going to school, and I don't think they can send you to detention.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they can. That's why, on account of I'm afraid of teachers, and that's why I don't leave the house all summer.
Okay, but Mole, you've been out of school for, I don't know, at least 20 years. I'm sorry. Okay. This doesn't apply to you unless you have kids in the district.
My teachers at Albertson's.
What? What?
And it freaked me out.
It is weird.
I had a whole bunch of Pringles, and Mrs. Hickerson was like, what are you doing with all those Pringles, Mole? And I just ran. Imagine what it's going to be like now when they're everywhere.
They're not the secret police or anything like that. They're just walking a picket line, Mole. That's all.
And by the way, it sounds to me like they were right in every single thing you've given us.
Okay. Different angle.
Okay.
How about this? Since none of the teachers are at school, you guys help me get a job as a teacher.
I mean, I don't know that being a teacher is the answer to anything, ever.
I can teach Mole math. $20 plus $20 equals $420. You get it? $420.
There, we get it.
Yeah. I don't think that's
what it equals, though.
I don't think that's what's needed.
All right, how about bio? Okay. I watch a ton of Dr. Pimple Popper. I could teach bio.
Oh, no. Good Lord.
I don't think that's what the teachers are looking for. I think they just want more support from the classrooms.
Make you take apart the cow eyeballs, because if it is, forget it. It makes you never want to eat cow eyes again once you see what's in them.
Well, I don't think you want to. I think maybe you just sit this one out, Mole. This one isn't your fight, is what
okay,
I'm saying.
Listen, here's the deal.
He's our expert, Bean.
Oh, that's right.
I want a taste of that sweet teacher deal at lunch, man. They got unlimited tater tots. Two chocolate milks, it's like 70 cents. Who's the sucker now?
That does sound pretty sweet, Mole.
Do you guys go to school?
No. I mean, did we? Yes. Yeah.
I went to the school Hard Knocks. Went to the school Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
Apex Air Conditioning Academy.
Did you?
Yeah.
How's that working out for you?
Stop huffing the Freon, Mole. Yeah. If you're not supposed to stop huffing the Freon, how come I was the valedictorian? I mean, expelled. How come I was expelled?
Oh, those are two very different things.
Listen, if you don't go to school, can I just say one thing?
Yeah.
If you don't go to school, you don't go to college. If you don't go to college, the president doesn't give you Big Macs.
great point.
That's a great lesson to be learned. We can all agree on that. Thank you, Mole.
It's Kevin and Bean on K-Rock. K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
I'd say we have just about enough time for a final look at what's happening. Here's Allie McKay.
Well, what's happening is you're in another heated T-shirt battle.
Right.
Being Bean and you being Jensen. Yeah. Yesterday, it was, what was it, a pickle shirt or?
Excuse me, how dare you? It was a corn shirt.
Corn.
I was wearing the band Corn.
Okay.
Bean was representing the Corn Palace.
Oh.
In Mitchell, South Dakota, by the way, one of America's greatest attractions.
All right.
Huge difference between... Huge difference between C and K.
Okay.
So we decided, look, we're essentially the same T-shirt.
It's right. Not at all the same T-shirt, right. Though, is the funny
part. Well, they're both corn related.
All right, fine.
Uh-huh. Let's put it up there and see what the listeners think. And I don't think I even heard Jensen.
Who
ended up winning yesterday?
You took that.
What?
Yeah.
What?
I think that was a BS call, but he took it.
No. That's not by ridiculous. Much, though.
Was this planned that you would wear?
No.
Okay, it wasn't.
Just worked out.
Just worked out.
So we thought it just worked out.
But now it's a thing.
Now it's a thing. All right.
Let's try it again today. Now, we don't coordinate ahead of time. Yeah. I mean, Jensen and I text, but we're not at the point of, hey, what are you wearing tomorrow yet?
I can't wait.
Our relationship hasn't gone that far.
It'll be soon.
But I'm wearing a Mr. Rogers T-shirt today.
Okay.
And today I'm wearing a vintage reel, not like the one you get at Urban Outfitters, an actual Skid Row tour shirt from the 80s.
Oh, like 18 in life, Skid Row.
Yep.
Oh.
So that's a real choice between darkness and light today.
It is.
Yeah, darkness all day.
Because Bean and I, we both pride ourselves on quite a T-shirt collection.
Yeah. And this is going to go on every day, I feel it.
Yeah.
But
this could be
you
years.
Can vote at Kevin and Bean on Twitter and at Kevin and Bean on Instagram stories. So if you want to go there right now, we'll let you know at the end of the year.
Listen,
who won.
Is important, people.
Yeah.
Who won the most T-shirt battles throughout the year.
So this is going to be every day?
Yeah.
You guys understand it's January, right?
Yeah, we got a real issue here. Also, a lot of people are focused on the 2020 election. This is probably a setup.
Probably
for
the better one.
Oh, is it?
Look, if this makes it to February, I'll be stunned. But at least today, cast a vote for the late great Fred Rogers. That's all I'm saying.
And remember, Skid Row was great, and it's a real shirt, not like a reissue. Thanks.
And Sebastian Bach. I mean, he went on to do Gilmore Girls
and Broadway.
And Broadway.
Yeah.
So right there.
Yep.
You got that.
She's stumping for me.
We've talked about it before. I wasn't allowed to watch Mr. Rogers growing up. My father
too
found him creepy.
Well, because of all those guys he killed in Nam, right?
Well, I think my dad just thought something's going to come out about this guy.
I get all soapy.
Yeah.
You know, soap suds all over me.
Right.
And then my grandfather would take this hose and go like this with me. He'd squirt all over me until the soap, you know, he'd rinse the suds off.
No. Yeah.
So you were playing?
Yeah, my grandfather and I did a lot of playing together.
I mean, so sinister.
Your parents were onto something.
It is so sinister. We've talked about this before, that although I couldn't watch that, the family was free to watch Benny Hill.
Sure.
No sense was made.
How about some make-believe about toes?
My neighbor had a little trouble with my zipper there.
Okay. All right.
Jesus.
Me.
Hey, we're not saying it.
Wow.
Your parents knew, that's all I'm saying.
Skid Row is surging.
Furry and brown.
Oh.
And some people like to sleep with it. And there are many different kinds of them in the world.
Yeah, there are.
Hate it.
You want more? You got other things?
More.
Just one more, yeah.
Some people call it a mouth organ. It's low in there.
All right, one more.
Do you ever get dressed up in somebody else's clothes for play?
That clip machine better be put in the Smithsonian. It's unbelievable. He just got one more. Okay, one more. Okay. Like, he's just
saying more. Healy came over here last night and asked if he could do something fun for me.
Mm.
A kind of secret, he said.
Oh, when they say it's a secret.
No.
Nope. That's when you run, Mr.
Not
Rogers.
Good.
Come on.
Is that it or one more?
Well, thank you very much, Mr. McFeely.
Well, you're welcome. I like animals and I like films, and I know you do too.
Certainly do.
Come over.
Not animals and films.
I don't
Come on.
I don't like it. We finished?
What do you think might be in here? It has a long handle, and most people would never expect to see such a big one. It surely is a big one.
Right? Still stumping for Skid Row, are you, Jensen?
I gotta tell you, you're swinging me hard.
Whoa.
Whoa, what?
Wow!
There's some
all the colors on it. Oh, it is big. You're going to go up in that?
Okay, I think we'll just leave it there.
Does this have its own dedicated machine?
Just it should. Just Mr. Clicks. Rogers' machine?
Good Lord. All right, let's bring it back to some real family programming.
Okay.
Sir. Sir. Come on. Remember the wonderful show, Move That Bus?
I thought there was a show called Move That Bus.
I did too.
You guys all remember that very classic show, Move That Bus?
It was the home makeover show, and they would totally redo someone's house. They had fallen onto really hard times. It was from 2003 to 2012 on ABC.
Then they would send the family away, right?
They'd send the family away for a little while.
Why do I remember this?
Because during the 2004-2005 season, the series averaged 16 million viewers on Sunday nights. It was a huge show. Well, they're bringing it back. But Discovery wants to rebuild Extreme Makeover Home Edition. So they're going to put it on HGTV. They plan to produce 10 new episodes of the former ABC series, featuring some of its many home experts as part of the process. No word yet on a host or a cast for the reboot. Before they had Ty Pennington, who was the host of the ABC series. So that show was great.
Move that bus!
Yeah, everybody would shout it. Yep. Did something, am I remembering correctly? Yeah, did something happen with Ty Pennington that kind of took him out?
DUI.
Is that all it was?
Yeah, which is difficult because it's like an ABC, very family-friendly show. And he also had like deals at Target and stuff. It was a tough run.
I'm not minimizing DUI, which is a horrible, horrible thing, but I'm saying compared to some of the career enders we've seen recently.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem quite as heinous.
And he's also back on the HGTV doing, TLC, doing the show with Ty Pennington and Trading Spaces and all that. So
okay,
he's been back.
Yeah, I think it was about just ABC, Disney, blah blah blah.
For sure.
Anyone but Ty, move that bus.
So dumb. So have you heard about the Screen Actors Guild blasting?
This is weird.
They are blasting the Film Academy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Apparently, the Film Academy is trying to stop stars from appearing on award shows before the Oscars. So SAG-AFTRA said that they've received multiple reports that the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences is pressuring actors to only appear on next month's Academy Awards, which is... That's bad. You can't do that.
It's super bad, especially the Screen Actors. I get it if it's the Golden Globes, even though it's wrong, because it's about the artist celebrating the artistry. It doesn't have anything to do with the Oscars. But the Screen Actors Guild, those are the actors who have every right to be doing what they're doing with that thing.
Yeah. That's well put.
Agreed. That broadcast, that award ceremony. I mean, you can't go to... actors that are nominated and say don't be on the stage of that show because next month we might want you at the Oscars.
Right. It's insane. Well, they sent out a letter saying this self-serving intimidation of SAG-AFTRA members is meant to limit their opportunities to be seen and honor their work of their fellow artists throughout the season. Actors should be free to accept any offer to participate in industry celebrations.
Agreed.
I feel like the Academy is doing everything possible wrong. What's wrong with you? Cut it out.
If I were them, I'd probably work on like redoing the whole thing and then parking a bus outside. And at some point, someone yells,
"Move that bus!"
And then it's a whole new award show.
Or that's what they do for every award.
Oh, that's good.
Then like the presenters are right before the bus.
Then the winner's just standing there.
And the winner for best new or the winner for best director is.
Move that bus!
And then you notice it's Spike Lee.
And even better, if they go and they move the bus and all the directors are there, and then once the bus is moved and you see that all the directors are there, all but one falls through the ground.
Oh, also good.
So there's a trap door?
Yes!
That seems unsafe.
Fun. Yeah, right?
I'd watch every second of that.
Every second. That's just good television, guys. All right, some birthdays for you. We've got Pitbull. We've got Skrillex, and we have got one of the most lovely actresses of our time, Miss Regina King.
Yay!
The kids love her. Adults love her. Everyone loves her. And that's what's happening.
Just got the word of the New Orleans Jazz Festival, which, as you know, is one of the huge concert events that goes on every year.
Right.
It's the 50th year. You'd be happy to know, Kevin, I only bring this up not to tell you that the Rolling Stones are headlining, but to tell you that Pitbull is very high up on the bill.
Mr. Worldwide.
Oh, Mr. Worldwide is going to be up there along with, oh, I don't know, Jimmy Buffett and Katy Perry.
Oh, my God.
I hope they play together.
What a disaster.
It's a weird lineup, but Pitbull.
I would have to drink hard before I went to that one.
I mean, yeah. I'm looking at it now. This is insane. The amount, like, the weirdness from going to Gladys Knight goes into Logic, which goes into Alanis Morissette, which goes into Leon Bridges. This is like a young child's iPod that was given to him by his parents. It could be anything, new, old. Look at this, the Dirty Dozen Brass Band, but also Katy Perry.
You know what? Los Lobos followed by Better Than Ezra?
No, I mean, I'm looking at it all. I'm looking more for Bob Seger followed by J Balvin. What is this? what is this festival?
It sounds weird, but I'm so out on Pitbull. So out.
Well, you'll be missing out on Aaron Neville going into Big Freedia.
Well, I don't need it. I feel like I don't need it.
All right.
If you missed any part of today's show, you can get the podcast at krock.com or radio.com and listen to the entire thing. It's worth it. Do we say it's worth it? Should we say it's worth it?
It's worth it.
It's worth it. Okay.
That's a personal choice.
Can we keep doing this? Just keep talking because Allie needs to pee real bad.
Oh, good.
She's actually moving
I'm
her
grimacing.
Seat.
What time of the day does the podcast go up?
Great
do we
question.
Know? Because
great, and I heard,
sometimes it's 11.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes it takes longer.
Right. Yeah. Sometimes it's like 11:15. Sometimes it's like 10:50. Should we talk to somebody about that?
I'll tinkle all over the studio.
On your drive home today, let's do a commercial-free 5 p.m. hour random act of helpfulness from the SoCal Helpful Honda dealers. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show. Andrea Savage will join us. Very excited about that. Adam Carolla, the Ace Man, is back. We didn't have time for our new feature that's going to take the world by storm, being found it in the street.
Like, literally?
Yes.
No.
And it's Witch Rot Wednesday.
Yeah!
Tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean show.
Kevin and Bean on K-Rock.
K-Rock.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.